left off discussing the sugya of Chafalat Mudei is the Isser of Lo Yarva Lo Susim, where the Gemara tells us since the Pasuk uses the term Lo, it means that only Lo Eino Marv, if it's necessary, for example, for Rikhbo, for Ashav, of course, that is considered to be necessary, that is not included in Isser at all. But as the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Alta Gimel Tilchas Malachim, if the Melech has even Sus Echad Panui, for the purpose Lihios Ratz Lefanav, that is considered to be the violation of this Isser of Lo Yarva Lo Susim. The Gemara comments that even Sus Echad is considered to be Chlal the Isser based on the Pasuk of Laman Harbo Sus. And if that is the case, why is it that the Torah uses the Lashon Rabbim of Lo Yarva Lo Susim? The answer is Islav or Belosa say Al Kol Sus Vesus. So we start to discuss the following Chiddush. When the Rambam quotes the Salacha, Lav Rabbalosa Seil Kosus Vesus, the Rambam writes the following. That number one, of course, this is the Daraisa, Lo Yarbalo Susim. The Rambam adds the Chiddush Vim Hosif Loke, the Malkas Daraisa filing the Sisser, but as the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz point out, the Rambam does not mention that Loke Al Kol Sus Vesus. Again, the Gemara is somewhat ambiguous. When the Gemara says Lav Rabbalosa Seil Al Kol Sus Vesus, does that mean that lokal kol echad v'echad, or does it mean simply that there is an iser? Whenever you have such a ribui in the pasuk, one lachora could interpret it one of two ways. Either it's coming to tell us the chalos iser, or it's coming to tell us the onesh. So again, the Rambam writes, im hosif loke, and it could very well be that enachinami, it is an iser, explicitly as the Gemara says, lavra belosa seol kusus susus, but not necessarily would there in fact be malchus. But this is the har of Kesem Mishnah, the Tzarachiyun, Havile the Farei Shalok al Kol Sus Vesus. So the Radvaz begins with the following Chiddush, that perhaps one could argue that the Rambam had a different girsa in our Gemara. The Rambam did not have this Chiddush, Lav Rabbalosa Se al Kol Sus Vesus, and Enoch Inami, according to the Rambam Shita, Eino Loke al Kol Sus Vesus. So we're bothered by the following. Why in fact should that be? Good, you don't have a pasuk. But nonetheless, when you have a chaticha d'isura, chefze shal iser, so certainly, if a person will violate the iser in several different times, of course there should be a separate iser. Of course there should be separate malchus. Even if you don't have this girs in the Gemara, why should you assume that it's simply lok achas? Or even furthermore, why is it even necessary to have the gzeres ha-kosuv of susim to tell you the chiddush of lav rabbalosa say al kosuvus v'sus? We suggested is the following Chiddush, that perhaps you see immediately that there is something different upon this Isra of Yarba Susim as opposed to Shari Sari Torah. When it comes to Shari Sari Torah, we can isolate that there is a Chefza Shal Isra. Good? When it comes to Machalos Asuros, when it comes to Yisrei Bia, all the cases that we've been dealing with. When it comes to this case of Lo Yarba Lo Susim, Lo Yarba Lo Nashim, it's not a Chefza Di Isra, but rather it's the culmination of the abundance, the ribui, the tosefis, is considered to be that which is iser. And Enoch Inami, perhaps one could argue if that is true, if the iser is lo yarbe, ribui, the tosefis, so Enoch Inami, it's not that each sus is labeled as a chefte shel iser, but rather, if in total the melech will have an abundance of susim, that is considered to be one composite iser, irrespective of whether in fact it is one, two, three, or even more additional animals that the melech possesses. And with this in mind, we pointed out why it's necessary to have a gzeres hakasuv. Because as the Mishnayos tell us in Krisus, when you're dealing with a case of guf and muchlakim, so of course there's a multiple onesh, it's not necessary to have a gzeres hakasuv. If a person is bal nidos harbe, you don't require the separate drasha to tell us that you're chayiv for each one individually. Why is it necessary here, lavalosa seal kosus vzuz? Lechora, exactly because of this Chiddush, that one could have argued that the Isser is one of Tosefes, one of Ribui, and therefore, irrespective of the number, the fact that you've gone over the allowed amount, that is considered to be the Oseh, and that's the Kamashmalan that Lav Rabbalosa Seil Kol Sus Vesus. Perhaps one could have even argued a further Chiddush, that the Rambam writes Im Hosif Loke, that there is Malkus. That itself is considered to be an important Chiddush, because perhaps one could have argued that it's true that one does violate the Isser al Kol Sus Vesus, and one violates the Isser of the Rabban Ashram by acquiring additional Susim, but is it such a Devar Pashut that there should be Malkus in these particular cases? Because we always assume, of course, that Malkus results as Dumi de Lav de Chasima. Lav de Chasima is clearly where the Torah forbids a given Maisa Averu. We've discussed many times, the topic of lav she'ein b'maisa, there are certain cases, for example, where a person can perform an act, but technically speaking, the nature of the iser is still something which is a lav she'ein b'maisa, and therefore ein lokin alav. Maybe one could have argued the following chiddush, that even though it's true that there's nisr of loyar below susim, the fact that a person is kona a particular sus, is that kinyan considered to be a maisa veira, chefte shal isr? Maybe one could have argued that no, maybe there wouldn't be malchus at all in these instances. After all, it is purely the totsa, purely the result of the fact that a person has ribui susim, that is considered in fact to be the isr. Discussed, for example, not an exact mashal at all, the machlokas between Tosas and Ramban and Shuas and Daf Dalet. A person who makes a Shuas shlo ochal kikar zeh, he won't eat this kikar, and then he destroys the kikar. That still could be a lav she'ein bo maisa. Good, a person did a concrete act, bekum ve'sei, but the isser was not the destruction of the kikar. The isser is the i'achila, something which is sheval ta'aseh. The Rambam writes, for example, there's no malchus for this adarisa of lo sachmod. And the Rambam writes, the Chiddush, even though there's no Malkus, it's a lav she'ein b'maisa, the Rambam adds the word, but eino chayiv ad shalokach hachefet shachamad. But you only violate this when you take hold of the object that you desire. The Rambam writes, isn't it a stira minei obey? On the one hand, the Rambam writes, there's no Malkus. On the other hand, the Rambam writes, you only violate this of losachmod, right, when it results in seizing the chayfets that the person desires. Isn't that a stira? The answer, Poshub Shah and the Rambam, is no. We've discussed this in the past at length. What is the Isser of Losafmud? The Isser is Chimud, no? The person lusts, he covets. Does that mean any fleeting moment a person thinks that he wants something? That's an Isser Daraisa. The Chiddush and the Rambam Shita is the following, that no. How do you measure whether that is an illegitimate Chimud Mamon that a person will violate the Isser of Losafmud? The Rambam assumes the following chiddush: if the chimud mamon spurs the person to action, a person just for a second says, that's nice, and then a person goes on with life. That's not the Isser losachmod. If a person is so obsessed with having that object that it causes him to get up and to take it, the Rambam writes, that's the type of chimud mamon that the Torah forbids. But the Isser is not the lakichas hachefetz. Lakichas hachefetz simply is an indicator, a barometer, a way of measuring that intense chimud mamon was present. See, even though there are times that a maisa is necessary, if that technically speaking is not maisa vera, maybe one could have argued it should remain lav shema maisa. Slavetrik pointed out it's a chiddush that there should be malchus at all in the case of labo susim, because the kinyan, so to speak, is not considered to be comparable to be koni surihana, performing a maisa vera. Here, simply, the kinyan, of course, is necessary. Without that, you will not possess the susim that the Torah says are considered to be illegitimate. But one could have argued that since, in fact, the isser is just a ribui or tosefes, so maybe there shouldn't be malchus whatsoever. Just as we're suggesting that that's why, even if a person is kona susim harbe, there's grounds to assume that maybe one malchus is considered to be sufficient, and you would not get individual malchus, I'll call susvasus. Good? And then we pointed out, the Radvaz writes the following, and the second possibility, that look, l'may nafkamina, our chiddush of the Gemara, that lavra belosa se'al kos susvasus. Because what exactly is the case? If you're talking about mamish bazeh harzeh with an independent hasra, so of course that's true, no? Even without the gzeres hakosef, if a person performs avera A today, and then the same avera tomorrow, good, and it's not behelam echad, there's asra in between, of course you're going to be chayiv independently. There's no tziruf between A and B. And the Radvaz writes, and if you're talking about lokach harbe biyachad, in such an instance, so certainly there's only considered to be one case of malchus. That's the comment of the Radvaz. So we started to discuss with other marmakomos, is that so clear that is true? That if it's bazeh harzeh with hasra, you're right. So therefore, each one is considered to be independent, maisa vera. But in a case of harbe biyachad, bahasra achas, is that considered to be such a davar poshut that there should only be one set of malchus, no more and no less? Good. So we start to discuss other examples that the Rambam has. In Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, right, a few of them, and even a little bit earlier in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam discusses various Yisurei Torah, where there seems to be stiras in the Rambam, exactly in this case, if a person will violate the Isser, har bebiachad, with a single hasra, does it result in one set of malchus or in many different chivei malchus? Good. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph HaZayin, as we discussed, when it comes to kosim ksamim, the Rambam writes in that instance, enochinami, there is malchus. The Rambam writes, malchus darais the pasuk of lo yimotze becha kosim ksamim. Good. The Rambam does not cite the chiddush of the Sifri, as we mentioned, that lechayiv al kesem vekesem, that each act, the person is chayiv individually. Why exactly is that the case? Then we pointed out the parent steer in the Rambam, within Perek Yud Beis, in the case of v'seret lenefesh lo siknu v'sarchem, there the Rambam writes that lechayiv al kol srita usrita. The Rambam tells us that this is only true if it is considered to be fushihisrabu, I'll call achas achas. The Rambam writes, if your sorit has srita achas, then enochinami loke. If it's chamesh sritos, the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara Malkos, and of Chafman Beis, you will get individual Malkos, but the Rambam writes, fushihisrabu, I'll call achas viachas, as long as there was an independent hasra. And the Minchas Chinuch we saw in Taf Samach Zayin was bothered by the following. When it comes to the Isser of Lo Sasimu Karcha Bein Echem, there the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam is explicit that there at times, Afal Pi Shehib Hasra Achas, Lo Kechamesh. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. Sometimes when it comes to Lo Sasimu Karcha, the Rambam writes you'll get multiple Malkus for one Hasra. When it comes to Viseret Lenefesh, the Rambam writes one hasra will result in a single set of malchus. That's the tzarechiyana of Minchas Chinuch Taf Samach Zayin. Why should you distinguish between v'seret lanefesh as opposed to losa simul karcha bein enechem? Good. And a further Rambam, the very beginning of Perek Yud Beis, the focus of Avodah Zarah, nosakifu pasroshchem, the Rambam writes that even if it's hasra achas, nonetheless the possibility of multiple malchus. So how do you resolve this apparent difficulty? In the case of Karcha, in the case of Lo Sakifu, then the Rambam writes, Lo Kal Kol Echad V'Echad, even if it's Hasra Achas, Mashenk in the case of Kosem Ksamim, and Seret Lanefesh, and Hu Hadinami Ar Sugya, that Lo Yarba Lo Susim. Again, the issue is the following. When you have some drasha in the Gemara to tell us that you're Chayiv V'Kol Achas V'Achas, there are two possibilities. Is the Gemara addressing the Isser, or is the Gemara addressing the Onesh? So when it comes to cases, right, of Lo Sakifu and Karcha, the Rambam assumes that the Ribui Hakra is addressing the Onesh, and therefore the Chiddush is Lo Kal Kol Echad V'Echad. When it comes to the other cases, the Rambam apparently is assuming that we're talking about the Isser, one set of Malkus, even though there are multiple Isurim. So again, maybe one could have thought that no, there's only one Isser. You have a pasuk that tells us, because there is a ribui hakra, that you're chayiv individually. Does that mean you're chayiv malchus harve? Or does that mean, no, that there is a multiple Isser? And again, as Radvaz writes, if we're talking about a case where it was an independent ma'isaver with independent hasra, there's nothing to discuss. That's a devar pashut. We're talking about a case where there is a single hasra, and a person performs multiple acts of that Isser, does that generate one Onesh or many different Onshin? That is the difficulty. So how do you resolve that apparent contradiction? Good. So again, the Drasha, the Limud, that as our Gemara says, Lavur Belosa say, I'll call Echad V'Echad, does Lavur Belosa say mean Isser, or does Lavur Belosa say mean Chiyuv, that there is an Onesh of Malchus? So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri writes the following Chiddush in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Let's assume, for example, a person eats many kezesim of chelev b'vas achas. There, one hasra results in one chiyuv malchus, even though the amount of chelev that the person ate, the amount of neveh that the person ate, was more than a single kezesim. There Rav Shach assumes in those particular cases it's clear that even though it is true that there's only one set of malchus, nonetheless there is considered to be an avera, a lav, al kol kazayis, u kazayis, vaday over al shnei lavim. If a person eats a single kazayis of chelev, good, and there's hasra, we'll get one set of malkas. If a person eats many, many kazayisim of chelev, and there was that same hasra, he will only get one set of malkas. But there is a marked difference between a person who eats one kazayis of chelev as opposed to a person who eats multiple kazayisim. In the realm of onesh, one malkus, in the realm of iser, certainly vaday avar al shnei lavin. This is the chiddush that Rav Shach develops in Avi Ezri elsewhere, right, in Madura Kama and Hilchos Yantif, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. Whenever we have an additional shear, do we assume that that's an additional iser? The context of that piece is the concept we've discussed many times earlier of marba b'shiurim. Do we assume, for example, if a person is allowed to engage in a given meleches iser? Normally, this is an iser daraisa, but here it's mutter for whatever reason. Pikoach nefesh, ochel nefesh. Once we argue that this is called meleches heter, does that allow us to do it in excess? Or do we argue, no, what is necessary you do, what is forbidden is an iser daraisa. Right, that we've discussed many times, that's the chiddush of the Ran and Beitza, right, that it depends. When it comes to ochel nefesh, which is hutra, mar bishurim is mutter lechatchila. When it comes to pikoach nefesh, which is only dechulia, mar bishurim is an iser daraisa. That's the chiddush Rav Shach discusses. Ribui b'shiurim. Even if there's no nafka min in terms of malchus, for example, because there was only one hasra, but there certainly is a marked difference between a person, let's say, bemezid, who eats a single kazayis, as opposed to a person bemezid who will eat 10 different kazayisim, even though there's only one hasra and it results in one set of malchus. Good? How do you know when that's true? When to argue that eating many kazayisim, right, avar al shnei lavim, al kol kazayis of kazayis, when do you assume that that's not true at all? That is considered to be one maisa aver. Good. Zir of Shach writes the following chiddush. There's one word, right, that will allow you to determine whether it is a multiple avera or whether it's a single avera, even if there's only one set of malchus because there was only one hasra. You know what that is? The answer is shiur. Is there a shiur? Is there a shiur? If there is a shiur, for example, kazayis, we usually think of shiurim as halacha in onshin, no? After all, we assume chatzi shiur zasa min haTorah. So you can't even eat the smallest amount of chelev. You can't even eat the smallest amount of nevela. So what's the significance of kazayis? Right? The first thing that comes to mind is onesh. You're only chayiv malchus, you're only chayiv kares, you're only chayiv a karbon. If you eat a kashir, good. Eating a small amount, chatzi shiur also is asr, good. So Shach writes the following chiddush, that shir has greater significance than just simply onshin. Even in a case where there's only one onesh, because there was one hasra, the fact that there are multiple shirim is very important. Why is that true? Because if in fact there is a shir to the given iser, so then avar al kol shir v'shir. That's the chiddush. Now, so if you have a case daraisa where there's a shir, for example, machalos asuras kazayis, so therefore there is an iser for kol kazayis, or kazayis. Do you get malchus for every kazayis? That will depend on hasra. But there is an iser al kol kazayis, or kazayis. If, however, you're dealing with a din daraisa where there is no shir at all, so what are you going to argue? Every, what, mashu? Is a new iser daraisa? If there is no shear, so therefore we view it as a seamless maisa vera, and therefore it's considered to be one chalos iser. So if you're dealing with an iser daraisa sheish bo shear, so therefore kol shear v'shear hu lav bifnei atzma. Mashenkin, if there is no shear, in such a case it's considered to be a composite, a seamless maisa vera. Good? That's a very great chiddush in the sense that shiurim are not just halachas and onshin. No, but the shiur is an indicator that that is considered to be a separate maisa aver. Good? This I would know without any pasuk at all. If there is a shear, that means every kazayis registers. If there is no shear, then it's considered to be a composite, maisavera. Now you have a drasha, some ribui in the pasuk that tells us lav or al kol echad v'echad. And there are two possibilities, no? One possibility is that's halacha of iser, that you're violating a separate iser for each one. The other possibility is no, that loke al kol echad v'echad. And the difficulty we're facing in these cases is, when do you assume that the drasha daraisa of chayv al kol echad v'echad is lach in isurim, or whether it's a halacha in onshin? Now, Sir Shach suggests the following application. If you're dealing with a case where you would have argued that every achil is independent as far as chaloshem iser is concerned, even without exeris akasiv. So therefore, when the pasuk goes out of its way and tells you through the drasha, your chayv al kol echad v'echad, that must be halach in onshin. Because you don't need exeris akasiv to tell you this, sir. That's something I would have known in any case. If, however, you're dealing with a case where we would have viewed it as one seamless composite iser, and you have a drash that says, Yechayv al kol echad v'echad, you cannot assume that that means there's an independent onesh. All you can assume is that there's an independent iser. So whatever your starting point is, will impact on how you interpret that drasha of chayiv al kol echad v'echad. Good? So if that's true, then the next step. There's something unique about the cases of karcha and lo sakifu pasroshchem, as opposed to the case of kosim ksamim, seret lanefesh, lo yar belo susim. And what distinguishes the first category from the second category is shear. Now, that's the chiddush. When it comes to kosim ksamim, seret lanefesh, lo yar belo susim, there is no shear. When our Gemara tells us, afilu sus echad, now, that's me din shiurim. That means, no, any manifestation of lo yar belo susim, right, that is considered to be the sedaraisa. There's no shir whatsoever. Any tosefes, any ribui. When it comes to halacha v'seret l'nefesh, there's no halacha of shir. There's no shir that tells you that a serita achas of this size, yes, of that size, no. There's no halacha of shir whatsoever. Kosim ksami means any act of divination you are chayiv, it's nisa daraisa. There's no halacha of shir that it has to last for this amount, that has to manifest itself in this way. There are no halachos of shiurim whatsoever. That is not true when it comes to the case of lo sakifu, and when it comes to the case of lo sasimu karcha. That's the chiddush. No? When it comes to the case of karcha, a person, for example, right, is very distressed as a result of mace, and therefore all of a sudden he rips out hair as a result. What is the shiur? The Rambam writes, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tesvav, Kigris Pani Belo Seir. The bald spot has to be the size of a gris. There's a shear when it comes to karcha. The same thing is true when it comes to Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem. A person cuts a single hair. Does he violate that Issa Daraisa Lo Sakifu? So no, the Tosefta says that Tolesh Stei Saros. Shtei Saros is the shear for the Isra of Lo Sakifu Pas Roshchem. That's what the Kesef Mishnah points out in the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Beis Halacha Vav, that there is in fact a shear. When it points out, when the Rambam writes that there is no shear, the Rambam does not mean there's no shear in terms of how much he must remove. That's clear in the sugya that there's a shear of Shtei Saros. The Rambam writes that what is irrelevant is how much remains. Even if a lot remains, but if you will do an act of hakafa for Shtei Saros, even if many will still remain, it won't be noticed of it all, nonetheless you're still considered to be chayim. In a case of los sakifu, in the case of los asimu karcha v'enechem, there's a sheer daraisa. Mashenki in the case of kosem ksamim seret lanefesh lo yar belo susim. Now, that's the chiddush then that Rosh Hashanah writes. If there's a sheer daraisa, it doesn't only tell you that you only get an onesh when there's a shear. But it tells you the further chiddush. If now you will perform that act in excess, So therefore, if there is no shear, how do you define that this is a tosefes, a ribui, this is excess? It's all the same. Kosim ksamim, right? Seret lanefesh, lo yarb lasusim, yirkon achas. As long as you do so at once, eno chinami. That's considered to be a single iser. Mashenkin lo sakifur, in the case of karcha, there are multiple isurim. Now, in all of these cases, you have a ribui in the pasuk that tells us la'avar al kol echad ve'echad, and that's the chiddush. The ribui notches up. Now, if you're dealing with a case where without the gzeras hakasev you would know that there's a multiple iser because there are multiple shiurim, then the purpose of the gzeras hakasev is l'chayiv al kol echad ve'echad in terms of onesh. If, however, you're dealing with the case of Kosim Samim, Seret Lanefesh, Liyarb Lususim, where without the Gzeres HaKosov it was one elongated Avera, and now you have a Pasuk that says Susim is Lavra Lo Sase, Hakol Echad V'Echad, Enochinami. Perhaps that only means Lavra Alo Sase, and there is no Chiyuv Malkus. And that's why the Rambam writes that no, single Malkus, irrespective of how many Susim the person in fact would be kona. Unless, of course, it's mamish bazach or zeh with independent hasraos. That's certainly true. That's true without any gzeres hakosav. That's true when you're dealing with a single iser. But with multiple cases, if it's considered to be, right, behelem echad, basra achas, in such a case, then enochinami. One could argue still one set of malkus, unless, right, it's an iser sheish bo shir. So that, again, is the chiddush of all five of these cases. That is the guiding measure, and therefore perhaps very meduyik, where the Rambam writes in Hosif Loke, but the Rambam does not write that Lok al kol echad v'echad, and as Ravaz writes, because if you're kones susim harbe with a single asra, there's only considered to be one set of halakas. Okay, take a look at that piece in Avi Ezri, and also the piece in Hilchos Yontif relevant to the issue of Marav Bishurim. Again, where Shach is troubled by the Chiddush of the Ran. Such a Dabra Pasha that Marav Bishurim sometimes is Mutal Chathila. Why don't you assume that every Shir is a separate Chalos Isser? And therefore, what's justified based on Ochonefesh is Mutter? But anything more than that is Asr? How do you know when to assume that Marav Bishurim is considered to be Heter Gomer? Okay. Let's begin the next Sugyan of Chafalaf Mudbeid, the case of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Gemara begins discussing, right, the special mitzvah comment upon the Melech, the Kosev Sefer Torah Lishma. And the Gemara quotes a Braisa that tells us that it's necessary for the Melech to write the Sefer Torah. Ubilvad shelo yisna'a b'shalav osav. Literally, he cannot adorn himself with the Sefer Torah, right, of his father. And the Rava says the following Chiddush, that this is not unique to the Dine Melech. This is true as far as the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah in general. Kisvela chemes ha-shir ha-zaos. The same thing applies when it comes to Yisrael. That af opi shinichlo avosav on Sefer Torah, mitzvah lichtov mishalo. After all, as the Pasuk says, end of Chumash Dvarim, Perek Lamed Aleph, v'ata kisvela chemes ha-shir ha-zaos. What exactly is in the Chiddush of the Braisa and the Chiddush of Rava? That both when it comes to the special mitzvah ha-melech, as well as when it comes to the mitzvah al kol echad v'echad, one does not fulfill the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah al yedei Yerusha. But it requires the act of ksiva by the melech, by the Yisrael. Yerusha is considered to be insufficient. This fact that Yerusha is not a proper vehicle of fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kisvah Lachemes Hashira Hazos, or the special mitzvah Samelech, is very relevant for what we discussed earlier when we learned that sugi of Darshinan Taim Edekra. We pointed out the Chiddush of our Gemara when it comes to Isurim, that's the context of our Gemara. One has to ask oneself, is the Tam of Furish Bekra or is it not? If the Tam is not, then Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Darshinan Taim Edekra. If the Tam is Mefurish Bekra, then we assume, yes, Darshinan Taim Edekra. Good. After all, that's why the Pasuk incorporates the Tam into the very fabric of the Lav, in order to tell us this is not just simply the Torah's Limud HaTorah, but rather one can limit, expand the scope of the Halacha based on that particular reason. So we discussed not only when it comes to mitzvos lo saseh, this is applicable when it comes to mitzvos saseh as well, right? The tzitzis and tefillin, sukkah, and this is the theme of the rush in the very beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah, the end of Gemara Menachos. The rush is troubled. Our Gemara tells us new a mitzvah daraisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah, an additional mitzvah incumbent upon the Melech, a mitzvah incumbent upon Yisrael. Why is it Bizman Hazeh that this mitzvah is not fulfilled? The Rosh writes, Aval Ha'idna, Shekos in Sifrei Torah, Menichan also Bein Teknasios. What do we do Bizman Hazeh? You write a Sefer Torah, and where is that Sefer Torah kept? In the Shul. And it's only used for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah Barabim. That's not the purpose of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. After all, the Pasuk says, Kis v'lachem es ha-shira hazaz, v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihem. The time of decree of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to ensure, to facilitate, limud ha-Torah. And that is not how we fulfill limud ha-Torah, with Kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore the Rosh continues a very great Chiddush, Mitzvah Saseh called Ish Mi Yisrael Asher Yadom and Seges Lichtav Chumshei Torah U'Mishnah U'Gemara U'Perushim V'Lagos Behem U'Bana. And therefore the Mitzvah Saseh called Ish Mi Yisrael is to write Chumish, a Mishnah, a Gemara, in order to have that which is necessary V'Lagos Behem U'Bana, to be able to teach, to be able to learn, to disseminate the Torah Hashem. The Rosh continues, after all, ki mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah hi lilmoba. The purpose is for limud ha-Torah. So, good. Earlier times, one could envision that meant ksiva sefer Torah. Bizman hazeh, that certainly is not true. Wow. And this is what the Torah writes in Yeradein Simen Reish Aleph in the name of the Rosh. How is this possible, this major shift in terms of Ksiva Sefer Torah? From Ksiva Sefer Torah to what? The Rosh writes, Lichtov, Chumshei Torah, Mishneh, Gemara, Pirushim. Beis Yosef writes the following Chiddush. Beis Yosef writes in Simen Reishayin, that Shelo Ba'al Lachadesh. The Rosh is not telling us this instead of that. Beis Yosef writes, the Rosh is just emphasizing that there is a kiyum of Ksiva Sefer Torah in being mar b'sifrei kodesh, but certainly lichto Sefer Torah likrasbo is the ikar mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah gam ha'idna. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. The Posh of Shat and the Rosh, the fact that the mitzvah could shift in that focus, right, is part of that Darshin and time of the Korah. If the Pasuk would say, Kis v'lachem es ha-shira hazos, period, we couldn't have suggested such a Chiddush. But if the time is Mefurish b'kra, the Rosh writes to facilitate Limud HaTorah, and for us that is different as it was done in earlier times. The Shagasari in Simen Lamed Vav quotes this Chiddush of the Rosh, quotes the Beis Yosef, and writes that this is quite difficult. If the purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah simply is in order to allow one to engage in Limud HaTorah, so Shagasai writes, then how do you understand our Gemara? What's wrong? Why does our Gemara say Afo pi shehinuch la'avos avodam Sefer Torah mitzvah lichtov mishalo? Why does our Gemara say Obavav shelo yisna'a v'shalavoso? If you're telling me it's a mitzvah ksiva, that's exactly the Chiddush. It is not the possession of the Sefer Torah, the ksiva Sefer Torah, which is the mitzvah. And therefore, you may possess Sifrei Kodesh, fine. But that is not the fulfillment of ksiva Sefer Torah. But if you're telling me the purpose is simply to ensure, to facilitate limud, and therefore it can be fulfilled ayidei chumshei Torah, mishneh, gemara, wouldn't the next step be that enochinami, that if hiniach lo avosav, and therefore one has the ability to do so, maybe he is exempt, or maybe that is a kiyum in the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. That's the shah the Shagas Aryeh writes. And therefore Shagas Aryeh assumes even the rush cannot mean that this is true on a level of daraisa. On a level of daraisa, no doubt the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah is a mitzvah's ksiva. And for whatever reason that is not being fulfilled, bizman hazeh. Nonetheless, right, as an ancillary, an additional aspect of the mitzvah, not the ikar mitzvah daraisa, even though we can't fulfill the mitzvah, ksiva sefer Torah, one should be marbe shar kisvei hakodesh and shar svarim. What is the reason, according to Shagas Aryeh, that we do not fulfill the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah? This we discussed earlier. We did the sugya of Daldam Aleph, Yeshem Mimikra, Yeshem Masoras, the great Kiddush of Shagas Aryeh, that you have to write a sefer Torah. Presumably, that means you have to write a kosher sefer Torah. No? Not to write the apostle sefer Torah. To write a kosher sefer Torah. That is not the Kiddush of Shagas Aryeh. That's Mufurish in Iran. The Ran in Megillah, Daf Hei Amud Beis, and Daf Yarif. The Ramaskal Kosei, the Ran writes explicitly, if a person writes a Sefer Torah, and it's a Sefer Torah psulo, so in such an instance, lo ki mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah. That half is Mufurish Naran. You need a kosher Sefer Torah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah. In fact, in Shagas Aryeh, in the earlier Simon, in Simon Lamed Hei, the Shagas Aryeh addresses whether women are obligated in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Could I argue, of course women are exempt from Ksiva Sefer Torah, because a woman cannot write a Kasher Sefer Torah. If the mitzvah is to write a Kasher Sefer Torah, and she cannot do that, Ukshartam Ukhsavtam, Ksiva Stam is only Anoshim Velo Noshim. So obviously women are exempt. That's what the Shagas Aryeh discusses. Is that so obvious? The fact that women cannot write a Kosher Sefer Torah means they're exempt from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Could one argue that maybe you don't need a Kosher Sefer Torah for that mitzvah? Maybe one could argue, good, so she cannot write, but she must see to it that the mitzvah is fulfilled on her behalf. Mezuzah, for example, are women obligated in mezuzah? Absolutely yes. Can a woman write a mezuzah? No. The fact that they cannot make the cheftishal mitzvah does not mean they're exempted from the mitzvah. No, the minchasinach in the last mitzvah in Tayag points out the obvious difference. They're not obligated in ksivas mezuzah. They're obligated in kviyas mezuzah. To say a woman must put up a mezuzah is not a contradiction to the fact that she cannot write the mezuzah. To say that women are obligated in ksiva sefer Torah, even though they can't write a sefer Torah, that cannot be. No? Mezuzah is an element that's true. You can't create the cheftishal mitzvah even though you're obligated in mitzvah. That's unusual. But can you argue you're obligated in the ksiva sefer Torah if, in fact, you cannot write the kosher sefer Torah? But maybe that's one reason to assume that women are exempt, as the Ram writes explicitly, the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. According to the Rush, one could argue as well, if the purpose of ksiva sefer Torah is v'lamado k'sbnei Yisrael simba b'fihem, so the Gemara and Kedushin af l'amadala v'imatim al-sam esbneichem b'neichel v'nalseichem, women who are exempt from Talmud Torah, if they're exempt from the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. And it's clear in the Rambam that women are exempt. The Rambam does not give the reason. These are two possibilities, Shagas Aryeh writes, either because of an ability to write a kosher sefer Torah or because of the link between ksiva sefer Torah and limud haTorah, as the Rosh writes. So Shagas Aryeh writes that can we necessarily write a kosher sefer Torah, bizman hazeh? And that's the sugya and kedushin adaf lamed amud aleph. Where already in the time of the Gemara they attempted to determine which was the middle letter of the Sefer Torah, and the Gemara acknowledged that they could not do so because anan lo b'ki'inan v'chaseros v'yaseros, they were unaware of the placement of certain letters, certain vavs, Therefore, they really could not tell you which was the middle letter of the Sefer Torah we call the Vav de Gacham. Good? So Shagasai writes, you put all this together, that Sefer Torah requires Kosher Sefer Torah for Kedusha Sefer Torah. The Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah requires Kosher Sefer Torah. Anano Bekima Chaseros V'yaseros. So therefore, that's why the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah does not apply Bezman Hazeh in practice. And he writes, that's the assumption of the Rosh as well. The Rosh is just arguing, right, in an ancillary fashion. That look, part of what the Torah is telling us to do is Tulamdas Bnei Sima B'fiyim. So nonetheless, Bimar Bisvarim, Kisvi HaKodesh, good, in order to see to it that Limud will continue. But that cannot be grounds of the Ptur on a level of Daraisa. This is what we discussed earlier as well, that Chidushim and Chasinah and Tafrei Shiv Gimel. Is that really what the Gemara means? Anam Abakima Chaseros V'yaseros. And therefore, every Sefer Torah that we have is maybe Kosher, maybe Pasul. Is that really the case? And the Chasinah writes, how then do you understand all the drashos we had in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet? A whole sugya, the machlokes tanaim with the yeshim, the mikra yeshim, the masores. How can you argue that with your simnon with yaseros yaseros? All the drashos of totafas, and sukkos, and sukkas, and kapos, and kapas. And then say at the same time, but we're not sure whether it is written that way or not written that way. How could that be? Maybe one could argue in a chinami that obviously any time there's a drashas chazal, bikinam v'chaseros v'yaseros. Right? In every case, the Gemara listened up Dalit was a case that there was no ambiguity whatsoever. Even though, as he pointed out, the Chibas Rashba, that what we have in our Sefer Torah don't correspond to some of those drashas in the earlier Sugya and Daf Dalit. But there's certain vavs that the Gemara says they were unsure of. Menchasinach writes his beautiful Chiddush that you have to distinguish between a vav that alters the meaning of the word as opposed to, let's say, the vav of Aaron. Aaron could be spelled with four letters, could be spelled with five letters, it could be spelled Mali, it could be spelled Chaser. Whether there is a vav or there is no vav does not change in any shape or form the meaning that the Torah is trying to convey. Mashen Kain, Kapos and Kapas, or Sukkos and Sukkas certainly does. Any relevant vav, of course, Anam Bekinan Be. Any vav which is not relevant in terms of the Pirush HaMikra, that's what the Gemara says. Anam Bekinan Be, Chaseros V'yaseros. And then the Menchasinah goes on to his further Chiddush, and that is when the Gemara tells us that Chaseros V'yaseros are vital for a Kosher Sefer Torah, that's only the type of Chaseros V'yaseros that will alter the meaning of the word. If you're dealing with chaseros v'yaseros that are irrelevant in terms of Pirush HaMikra, in such a case, the Sefer Torah is kosher without that, and that is what the Gemara acknowledges on non lo bikim chaseros v'yaseros. L'may nafkamina, those verbs, if you happen to be deciding what is the middle letter of the Sefer Torah, exactly the context of the Sigin Kedushin, Daf Lamed, but that's the Chiddushim in Chaschinach, not every change of chaseros v'yaseros renders the Sefer Torah as being possible. It depends on whether it alters the focus what the Torah is trying to convey. And anything, any such change, of course, anan bekanimbe. It's only the vav of Aaron, for example, and similar cases that the Gemara says, anan lo bekinim v'chaseros v'yaseros. Beautiful chiddush that the Menchasinah writes. He pointed out on earlier occasions that Boshev Shabbos against the Ramban in the Hakdama to his Pirush L'Chumash. But the Ramban writes that Torah Shmoso Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban quotes the Gemara Brachos and Daf Chaval of Kishem Hashem Akrov Ogodol Lokeinu. Torah is considered to be Shem Hashem, and therefore the Ramban writes if you have any missing letters or any additional letters, it's considered to be a Sefer Torah that is possible. Why? Because you have broken the correspondence between Shem Hashem and the Ksav Shel Torah. Ramban writes, Shema Shem Ekra means in a very literal sense, all the letters of the Torah. Spell out Shema Seva Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban says, lest you think this is all Divrei Kabbalah. No. The Ramban writes, that is why a missing letter renders the Sefer Torah as being possible. If that's true, then one Lechora cannot distinguish, as the Menchasinah does, between different types of Vav Vav that change the impact of the meaning, that do not impact on meaning. No, that's irrelevant. No? It's because of Kishema Shemekro Havogona Lokeina. But that's the great Kiddush of Shagas Aryeh, that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah Bizmanazeh does not fully apply because Ananlo Bekinim Chaseros Viseros. What do you do with that kasha of Shagas Aryeh? From our Gemara. If, in fact, the purpose on level of Daraisa is to facilitate Limud HaTorah, and if you'll argue, therefore, Nishas Psurimi Daraisa from Ksiva Sefer Torah, because Limud is the driving force. So what's wrong with Yerusha? Why is that considered to be insufficient? Why does the Braisa say, Bavashla Yisnavish Alavosa? Why does Rav add that not only Midin Melech, but Hu Adin Yisrael Afal Pishnichla Avosav Sefer Torah, nonetheless, Mitzvah Lichtov Mishalom? Perhaps the simple answer to Shagas Aryeh's problem is the following. The reason Yerusha is insufficient is not because the desired goal of the Torah is not being accomplished. It is being accomplished. V'lamdos b'nei Yisrael sima b'fihim. But very simple. Whenever the Torah demands of us a mitzvah saseh, we've discussed recently, sometimes you can have an iser saseh, right? It's formulated in the positive, but nonetheless, it's an iser. A lava b'mechlama saseh. Why does the Torah do that? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu did not envision there should be malchus. So to create an iser, shein aloke, that can be done in the affirmative. Good. So you can have, right, a positive assertion, La'olamem tavodu, which is coming as an iser essay, and how is that accommodated? B'shev al tasen. But if something clearly is not an iser essay, it's not a lav haba mechlal essay, it is a mitzvah essay, can you have a mitzvah essay b'shev al tasen? Once you grant that this is a mitzvah essay, so if I ask you, how do you fulfill this mitzvah saseh? Can the answer be by sitting back and doing nothing? Can that be? The other Ritva writes, this is one of many examples, the Ritva writes Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. There's a mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos. It's not just an iser saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh, a kiyum saseh of Tosefta Shabbos. The Ritva assumed that Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, you don't fulfill the mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos just by sitting back and doing nothing. One could have argued, isn't that exactly what Tosefta Shabbos is? Sit back and do nothing. Do not engage in malacha during this window of time. The Ritva says, cannot be. No? You can't argue that there's a mitzvah to say that you sit back and you do nothing. So therefore the Ritva writes that there's a mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos, it requires some active acceptance of Kedusha Shabbos. Mitzvah salayla, tefillah salayla, kiddush. You're just not sitting back and doing nothing. Poshup shat, that's how to resolve the difficulty Tosas his father with Beitz and Daf Lamed. The Gemara describes people who were very careful about malacha and Yom Kippur, but they didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefta Shabbos. Tosas is very bothered. How do you not fulfill the mitzvah? Tosefta Shabbos, of Tosefta Yom Kippurim. How do you not fulfill that mitzvah? If you're not Shomer Shabbos, I understand, but you are being Shomer Shabbos. So how do you fail to fulfill the mitzvah Tosefes? So you look at your calendar and it says Shabbos begins at 6. So you turn the light on and off on, until 6. So Tosefes says, Yeshu L'tzamtzim. You have to give yourself some shear, some window of time. So you're going to stop doing malach in any case, a minute or 2 minutes before, just as a safety net. So Tosefes writes an unbelievable chiddush, and that is, apparently you see from this that the safety net is not enough time. There must be a shear to Tosefes. Even though a 2 minute safety net is good, but Tosefes must be beyond that, and therefore the people who just naturally built in some safety net to Shabbos, that's not good enough. No, the Ritva, kum v'esei. Of course you give yourself a safety net. So you're not going to do malacha already 5 minutes before Shkia. But that's not the fulfillment of Tosefes. Tosefes requires not just simply, maybe one could argue that's the difficulty with our sugi as well. What's the problem with reliance on Yerusha for Ksiva Sefer Torah? What's the Hava Mina would be good? No. What's the Chiddush of the Braisa, the Chiddush of Rava? No, the answer is exactly along the lines of the Rosh. That what drives the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is the allowance of Limud HaTorah. And therefore, one would naturally assume that Yerusha is considered to be sufficient. One who doesn't have must secure, must acquire. You have, not necessary. What's wrong with that? The Chiddush is Shev Al Tasa. That's what's wrong with that. You don't fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah Al Yedei Yerusha. Sitting back and doing nothing. Automatically, a Sefer Torah enters Yerushus, and thereby the mitzvah is fulfilled. But not that the memory of our Gemara in principle is against the Rosh. Of course, if it's a mitzvah, Ksiva Yerusha is insufficient. But if the mitzvah is to facilitate, then one could envision that it is, and that's the Chiddush of the Braisa, the Chiddush of Rava, that Shev Al Tasa is now. Is there any indication that that's true? That the reason that Yerusha is insufficient is because of the Shev Al Tasa as opposed to the Kumvese. So if you look in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Gimel Alach Aleph, the Rambam formulates this Chiddush of our Gemara, the Braisa, Ubuvav Shlo Yisna B'Shel Avosav, in a very unusual way. The Rambam begins Per Gimel. B'shoah she'eshev melech al kisei malchuso. The melech secures his reign. So immediately, kol sivlo sefer Torah, lishmo, he has to write a sefer Torah. Wait, the melech has to write two sefer Torah, no? The Rambam writes, kol sivlo sefer Torah, lishmo, the melech has to write a sefer Torah, Yeser al ha-sefer shehinichalo avosa. Unusual. He has to write an additional Sefer Torah above and beyond what obviously he received the Yerusha. That's what his father did. So he will be, he's Yorish the Malchus, he's Yorish the Sefer Torah. He has to write an additional Sefer Torah above and beyond Yerusha. It's the Kesem Mishnah, is very bothered. That's what our Gemara means. When our Gemara says that Yerusha is no good, what does that mean? One and one. A melech has to have two Sefer Torah. So for one Yerusha is good, another one Yerusha is not. That's how the Ram presents it, no? Kol sivo Sefer Torah, yesro Sefer Shniach Halavosa. Kesem Mishnah writes, yesh li smaller Rabbeinu. Because Shnira Midvara, that im hiniach lo aviv Sefer Torah, you only have to write one. That's what the Rambam says. If you wouldn't be left with anything, you're a new melech, you have to write two. If, however, you attain the malchus of Yerusha, so therefore your father, the melech, left you the sefer too, you're Yoresh. So in addition to Yerusha, you only have to write one. The Kesem Mishnah says, no, that's also true when it comes to a hedyot. No? Eino samech la sefer Torah, shini yochal aviv. If a hedyot is Yoresh or sefer Torah, it's also, he just writes one more. What's this din melech, no? So perhaps this is exactly the Chiddush. If you assume that Yerusha is irrelevant, very difficult. Our Gemara says Yerusha is irrelevant, and the Rambam writes, though, one and one. Good? And years ago, Rav Schefter pointed out just the following possibility. If the problem with Yerusha is Shev Al Tasa, not Kum Ve'aseh, so maybe that's the basis of this diuk in the Rambam, the diuk of the Kesem Mishnah. You cannot fulfill, right, the mitzvah b'Shev Al Tasa. A hedyot has a single Sefer Torah. If he will rely on Yerusha, absolute Shev Al Tasa. A melech has to have the additional Sefer Torah. Not that Yerusha is irrelevant. The mitzvah ksiva can't be fulfilled, b'shev al tasa. So that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. That if it's necessary for the melech to have two Sefer Torah, and he will write one of them, that is considered to be, right, kum ve'aseh, not shev al tasa, and that is considered to be sufficient. And therefore, the Rambam frames this halacha. Write a single sefer Torah, yes, other sefer shiniach lo avosav. Right, and that is something which is considered to be sufficient. And perhaps exactly is a chiddush of the Rosh. The fact that at least in Havam Yerushin was possible, and the fact that according to the Rambam, Yerushin practice is legitimate. As long as there's some added Maisa HaMitzvah, indicates that perhaps exactly the purpose is for Limud HaTorah, for Lamdas B'nai Yisrael Sima B'fihem, to secure the Sefer Torah. And maybe in Hachinami, that's why the Rambam assumes, not found in the Gemara explicitly, the women are exempt from Ksiva Sefer Torah. Not necessarily because of their inability to write. The Shagazari writes, that would not be so simple in light of mezuzah. But maybe simply because of the link in terms of Limud HaTorah. Take a look again at that last piece in Chesinuch. Take a look at the Shagazari has three pieces in the Ksiva Sefer Torah. Another very important piece. But the Rambam writes as follows. How do you know Kisvul HaChemes HaShira HaZos means Ksiva Sefer Torah? What is the simple explanation of Shira HaZos? It's Parsha Sazinu. Shira Sazinu. No? The Rambam is bothered by that. How do you know Shira HaZos means the entire Torah? Maybe Shira HaZos means Hazinu. The Rambam writes a very great Chiddush in the answer. The Rambam writes that no, it can't just mean write Parshas Hazinu, because Ein Kosvin Torah Parshios Parshios. There's no Chaloshim to one Parsha. There's no independent status that Parshas Hazinu has. You almost get the impression of the Rambam that we'll have to talk about is that the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Ksivas Hazinu. Except you can't just write Hazinu in and of itself. It has to be in context and framework. Right? This is an inexact mashal. Right? If a person, for example, forgets Yalav Yavo, we discussed many times. You have to be Chozer B'Torah Yalav. You can't just say the Yalav Yavo. You can't just say the Ritzei. There must be a broader structure, broader context. That requires repetition of entire Shemon Esrei. Repetition of entire Birchas HaMazon. The impression you get from the Rambam, a very great Chiddush, is that in principle, Parshas Hazinu, in practice, what do you mean? In Kosna Torah Parshas Parshios. The Shagasari there is bothered by the following kasha as well. If that's true, you're right. You can't just write Hazinu. Therefore, you must write what? So why isn't it sufficient to write Chumash Dvarim? Dvarim is an independent sefer. The Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Samach, that Mishum Kvod HaTzibur, you can't just lane from Dvarim. No, you have to lane from a whole sefer Torah. But in principle, the Kedusha of Sefer could apply to even one of the Svarim of Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So if all the Torah meant was write Shira Sazinu, but that can't be done because it has to be in some framework or some structure, how do you know it means Kol HaTorah Kulo, and also just write the Sefer of Chumash Dvarim? But take a look at that Chiddush the Rambam as well. As though that the Kiyum HaMitzvah is just Ksiva Sazinu. The Nachkuminas. And whether that's true, or whether we assume Poshim Shat, it means Ksiva Sefer Torah in the broadest and the fullest sense. Okay, so we'll take a look at this tomorrow, and then take a look. The Gemara has a very important line about the Ksav of Sefer Torah, the switch in Ksav. I take a look at the Ritvan, the very beginning of Maseches Megillah. How is any of that possible? What about Ein Navi Rishan L'Chadesh Davar? How can you say originally written this way and now written this way? And the Ritva discusses our sugya as well. Okay.